Ah, yeah. Well, that's what we're doing. This is Malimba, the poor lady. Ogani ko se ma ti ma ti da bona na qua petrol
Thank you. So many for the one who was I'm outside with you. And then there is discussion is a summary of the previous key financial and performance recommendation of the committee. What the committee recommended in the July of the last year. To also look at whether those recommendations were actually implemented by the government. There are about 10 recommendations that were made by the committee on the conduct of the CR. And the letter trader responded to one of the recommendations, which was the remote inspection and enforcement services. And it mentioned that it had sought to engage with the department on this matter. And it also highlighted that there was an understanding on compensation of employees in the department, and it was mainly attributable to wage and labor contract approach. So we haven't received the response of the minister to this statement that was made by the National Treasury, but the minister was supposed to respond to the statement what has been done in terms of inspection and enforcement services. So it's in the letter that we wrote to the department requesting the information. This is the part of information that was requested from the minister. So we are still awaiting that information. And then the session also deals with the committee budget report. What are the recommendations of this committee to the budget vote on labor? So we have listed the recommendation, the budget recommendation that was made. And then we go to section 4. Section 4 deals with the financial performance. The table that is there is the table that was taken from the estimate of national expenditure of this year, 2018. And it also includes the quarterly expenditure report of the 2012 department. That is because the table that is in the National Expenditure Report does not include the main allocation, the main appropriation, and the outcome. The main appropriation in the money that is allocated to the department before the adjustment Okay, yeah, I was on section 4 of the report, which deals with the financial performance. The table that is in the report is the table that was taken from the estimates of national expenditure that is done by the National Treasury. But it also includes the quarterly expenditure report of 2018. This was because the estimates of national expenditure didn't include the actual expenditure for 2018 because it came out in February. That is when the Minister of Finance delivered the budget speech. So that information we have to get from the quarterly expenditure report. So it analyzes the allocation to the department, and then the adjustment that was done in terms of shifting environment, and also it looks at the actual expenditure of the department, and then the estimate for the 2018 financial year and for the 2014 financial year. And further to that, it also goes into allocation per program, how much was allocated for each program, and the said you have a program. And it said looks at some program, that is the system of files within a program in terms of finance, how much of system in which a program to some program. That is session 4 of your course. And then when you go to or it also covers the auditor general, the auditor general's report, that is the findings made by the auditor general. One department received an unqualified audit report for the 2012-18 financial year. There were massive emphasis made by the auditor general, and we have listed those matters of emphasis on 4.3 of the report. And then 4.4 is the section that the chair has been referred to, which we were able to receive from the admin, that is their submission for the MCEF allocation. So we have this here to receive a submission, and they are crucial to the report because the committee has to support those submissions that are made by the department to the National Charter for the MTEF 2014. And then going to section 5 of the report, it is an overview and assessment of service delivery and performance of the department. So we look at that from a program, considering the allocation program, and looking at the annual report and the strategic plan and the annual performance plan. This is what the department set out to achieve and what it actually achieved. This is we look at that program by program. And then going to section 6. Section 6 covers the committee's key findings. It is a finding based on the other report. The findings that were also made by the committee when doing an oversight to the department and entities of the department. So, I'm just going to go through some of the findings that we are recommending, but the members of the committee can also add to this finding. Firstly, we find that the department spent 2 billion or 95.9% of its 2018 budget, but did not achieve 47% of its target, and this is reflected in the AG report. And then the department underspent by 104.9 million or 4.9%. And this underspending was attributed to low filling of vacant posts, performance bonuses, and progression for senior management services officials was not yet processed, and also the delays in obtaining invoices from the Department of Public Works. Thirdly, the administration program reported a violation of 8.6%, which is above the government benchmark of 8%. That is, 8% is the benchmark that is set by the National Treasury, that you can move funds from one program to the other, but it must not be more than 8%. So the department slightly exceeded the 8% benchmark by 0.6%. And then, while the overachievement was reported in the number of workplaces reviewed for compliance with employment equity legislation, the total figure marked an underachievement in the public company. Only 87 companies were reviewed against the target of 116. So, but when you look at it overall, it's the public and the private company. and that a high level of non-compliance through legislation designed to protect vulnerable workers, which is a cost for compliance. For the total of 46,354 full applications were planned to be conducted on non-compliant employers, but however, only 10,880 were actually conducted. And this was reported that 10,588 complied on follow-up inspection. But the figures was a discrepancy in the report regarding the number of those governments that did not comply, as they are reported to be 3,036, and this does not tally when compared with the total of 10,688 follow-up inspections conducted. This was also pointed out by the chairperson in the meeting where the department presented its annual report to the committee. So the level of non-compliance to exposure limits that is called silica is concerning 24.9% of schools and companies comply to occupational silica exposure limits. And this is what causes the concern is that this concern exposure to high levels of silica dust predisposes the workers to fatal lung diseases in the long run. And then the department also reported an achievement with regard to the number of employers registered and patients on these lines. Its oversight visit to KwaZulu-Natal province, the committee was informed of the reluctance of employers to use these since it does not do reference checks and the EOL itself not advertised specific or the EOL itself advertised vacancies in the major instance of using so this was actually this is not reflective of what the department found on its oversight. What the committee found on its oversight was that it was reported that employers were reluctant to use this, but here we found that it was reported that the overachievement in terms of registration. And then the other issue was that the department procured goods and services without following treasury regulations that was pointed out by the auditor general. And then also one of the issues noted by the auditor general was that the suppliers were awarded contracts without submitting the required standard bidding documents. That was in contrast to the intervention of the treasury regulation. The auditor general also reported that the department does not implement performance management for employees and there are no consequences for non-compliance and lack of performance. So this is despite the department issuing 1,683 bonuses, that is performance bonuses, which amounts to 21.9% of its employees, which cost the department 25.4 million. And then one society also was that the vacant posts at senior management level were not filled at the required time at the public service regulation. And then also the overall 57% of indicators were not well defined in accordance with the National Treasury Framework for management, for managing program performance information and indicated in the AGS report. And then the court also noted that there has been an increase in unprotected rights and some of them have been marked as violent. So in conclusion, the department did not achieve 47% of the grant target. And in terms of financial performance, the department recorded an under expenditure or surplus of 9 million. With regard to financial position, the department is in a good financial position with its assets worth more than its liabilities. And the net assets amounted to 18.5 million. And then Section 8 deals with the recommendations of committee. These are I propose the recommendation and the members can either accept or reject them or also add the other recommendations to this. So it is recommended that in view of the fact that 57% of indicators were not well defined, it is recommended that the minister ensures that the department develops clear policies and procedures for collection, and reporting of key findings. Then it is recommended that the minister ensures that the department investigates reasons for failure to achieve a significant number of its targets and put together a plan to address such failures. The minister should ensure that the vacant posts are filled within a 12-month as required by the public service regulation. The minister should also ensure that relevant treasury regulations are strictly adhered to. And then the minister should also ensure that the department and its entities adhere to the framework for managing program performance information in developing its performance indicators. And the minister should ensure that sufficient resources are made available to the department, especially inspection and enforcement services, to ensure that compliance with legislation is monitored and enforced. And the minister should ensure that the department implements its performance management system and performance bonuses are awarded accordingly. And the minister should also ensure the smooth handover of the IT services for the department. In this regard, the department is required to report progress to the portfolio committee on a regular basis. Here the member can decide on the time frame that they would like the minister to report progress in this regard. And then the role of the department for the CDMA in facilitating the resolution of labor disputes is acknowledged. However, it is encouraged to play a more proactive role. Those are the proposed recommendations. And the draft,
thank you very much, Colonel for the presentation. But well done. I think you are effective on the discussion that emanated from the presentation by the department. That's the presentation of the first draft, remember, comments. If there are any, let me now turn to Honorable Hanal, followed by Honorable Colonel Stephen, and Honorable Musa, not Musa, in that order.
Yeah, I have only to check. Are we going to have the cost, like during the whole document, or are we going to go case by case? Can I have time for another case in the middle of the
document? There's a hand before I can say anything or no point.
Okay. Well, I need to make a proposal because the proposal of Honorable Mashele, what I suggest we probably do is to make broader comments on the document and then when we meet again as a committee to adopt, then we can adopt it on a page by page basis. That's my problem.
Meaning that Honorable Hanare, whether it's the last page in the main case and the first one, what's going to happen is all the points that are raising, obviously they will be sticking to what has been presented, there will be no change.
Okay.
Thereafter, the real chapter will take over.
Okay. On page 3, there's reference to the ruling party. I want to check, is it the ruling party or the governing party? So there's a vast difference between ruling and governing. The royalty is ruled, government is governed. So, are you the royalty or the government? The other point is that there's quite a lot of things which have been said about the minister. I thought this is the budget review and recommendation. I thought if we talk about all the things the minister thought about, we should be able to say, did they happen? Did the department deliver on it? Because he has felt more expecting than budget review. On page 3. On page 5, there is quite a few discussions about inspection services that recorded a violence of 634,000. Is it really 1,000? Is there a mistake or is it really 1,000? When you talk about the inspection services for the environment of 634,000 and 1,000 grants from credit payment. I have one in the chat the environment of 1,000 for 10 million. Maybe not for much, not 1,000. I don't know whether I should raise this under recommendations or under when you talk about enforcement, inspection and enforcement services. We have to take into consideration that the adoption of the Employment Security Act, the amendment which we adopted yesterday, is going to have an impact on the resources needed by this particular session. And somehow we have to capture somewhere that as a committee must make a recommendation somehow after passing this legislation to ensure that these people are able to do the job which we have just increased for them. It really applies to them in the CCMA. I'm not going to talk about the unappointed key findings. When we were in KwaZulu-Natal, there was an issue which had been raised about foreigners who don't respect our employment law. And when the inspector go to them, they then say, it's not my shop, it's somebody else's shop. But that particular institution is not respecting our law. And the Chinese, the Pakistanis, and Somalis, mostly in Pakistan, they all do the same. In terms of health, in terms of abiding by our law. So we have to find a way that the minister must make sure that we have a legislation and must make sure that we have got some reason come in to be able to close. If the owner of the shop is not abiding by our law, that shop must close until they decide the owner comes to make sure that they abide by the law. I'm just suggesting that and that applies because that's where you find a lot of vulnerable workers. Your decision because from the rural area might be vulnerable workers are only in Japan. But they are also in town, especially in virtual, where we find it. The under conclusion, you raised the issue of the department having made profit. It's very popular. You see, the department is not supposed to make profit. They are not supposed to make very much money. And I think we have to raise it as a concept. under other recommendations, there's a point where you say the leader should ensure that the level of treasury is not regulated for us to get So I'm not this point where you say the need to ensure that the remnant is regulated are sick like this. I mean, do you include the issue of FTA? Because if it is not included, I think under recommendations we have to raise the issue of the FTA of concern to us. Because there's a lot of problems of under expenditure and irregular expenditure arise as a result of what happens within the FTA. The other point which we, I think, under recommendation should include is that there must be consequences. This problem of lack of consequences must start with the DG. If the minister must start taking consequences with the DG, so that the DG can, it should be a rolling action from the minister to the DG. And my recommendation is that payment of bonus is not that it can only can get a thing. But bonus must be linked to achieving targets. That's my recommendation. I think honorable teacher, thank you for giving me the opportunity.
The other person is still eating. So you can't share and eat at the same time. That will be multi-fucking. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Honorable Anand. I think you are doing exactly what you said. We must look which areas do we think that we need to flag on in order to come the next meeting, if we are clear in terms of the recommendations and what needs also to reflect in the body of the report itself. The point that you raised in the mail is that the body of the report might reflect a number of things which disappear when you come to the recommendation. Like the point raised in relation to inspectorate and enforcement services, the mammoth task that will come as a result of the amendments of the labor legislation, which they are supposed to enforce, including specifically for that, these are the areas that we need to reflect in terms on recommendation. I think you may very important point. Honorable Funder, Mr. Taylor.
Thank you, S.K. Thank you. I have a few suggestions that I would like to make. Can we go to page 4 of this before we... the second bullet on the top. Ensure that all critical posts are filled within 6 months in the department. I would want to ask the committee to consider inserting there as filled with suitably qualified persons for each within 6 months of the department. This just only the latest is not the second bullet on the top. On page 4. Ensure that all critical posts are filled with suitably qualified persons within 6 months in the department. Then on the third one, in the last sentence there, it says, in doing so, the department should report quickly to the committee starting in January 2013. Now, I find it a little bit difficult for us to ask in October of the year that people must start doing something in January of that year. Perhaps we can, perhaps, going back to January 2013, something like that, or report for the period starting in January 2013. But then, the one question about the UIF employment program, which I would like to highlight here, is, and I want to insert the following part of the sentence, particularly the percentage of placements in permanent positions. You know, the UIF came here, they reported on the hundreds or the tens of thousands of people which they placed in jobs. But I think it's important for us to know how many of those jobs are in permanent positions. Because I think that figure may prove to be quite inflated. Then, if we go down on that page, to the second bullet under 3.2, Committee Budget Report, which says strengthening the retraining of workers affected by occupational injuries and diseases, I would just like to recommend a small adjustment there. It's not only to train people. I come from a training background. You can train people for unemployment as well. But for me, the main issue is the reintegration into the job market of people affected by occupational injuries and diseases. So if I can ask, the word retraining can remain, but then and the reintegration into the job market, because that's what we ultimately want to achieve, is for these people to become productive citizens again. Not the goal, ultimate goal is not to train. The ultimate goal is for them to make them productive in the citizen training, to be able to do jobs which they can do without perhaps a limb or something like that. Then the third one from the bottom, facing the continuing ICT challenges, including downtime effective services for labor centers. May I suggest that we also add the downtime and slow computer speeds affecting services of the labor centers and the compensation fund. Slow computers. Not only downtime, when nobody can get anything on the computer, but even when they are uptime, my experience has been that the complaint that we've listened to has been that the computer system is extremely slow. You wait ages for a screen to refresh, to go to the next screen, etc. So after downtime, you could add some slow computer speed. Then the second last one, when you can remove the computer. Yeah. The second class bullet there is capacitating the call center of the DOL and the entity. I suggest that we also look at measuring the efficiency of the call center and the entities. We are getting lots and lots of complaints about people saying that they cannot get through on the telephone systems and so on to the various labor centers. And there are ways and means nowadays to measure the, you know, how long people have to hold on before the phone call was answered, how many phone calls have been dropped, etc. And it's the same, if you can't measure, you can't manage. And I think they should be start measuring those call centers and measure their telephone systems to see how many calls can go through, how many calls are dropped, how long people wait. Is it true that people say that they wait for half an hour and then the line goes dead, etc. So my suggestion is capacitating and measuring the efficiency of the call center of the DOL and the entities. So it's just the three words forward and measuring the efficiency of the call center. Go to page 6, please.
I don't think we should go deeper to the truth. That arose from our beautiful art. And that is why we cannot change them. I think what we should do is, when we look at our communication, they should be formed by all these things that we are raising. And we give the recommendations of today. Because we're looking at what happened last year and what didn't happen. So we cannot change what was last year. We cannot change it with the recommendations going forward. I don't know if I'm making it.
No, I want to agree with you and say this should form part of our committee, but the committee in this report also has a role to recommend to Treasury to say these are the issues that we as a committee should commend in terms of the budget and the trustee. So what the Honourable Van der Bent says is that it should form part of our
So I guess into our script that we don't confuse things. The commander about last year should be taken as recommendation.
Thank you, Jefferson. Can we go on then? To page 6. The second paragraph. I wanted the word management in that the second paragraph should not be replaced by administration. The sub-program that received the bulk of the allocation was the management at... I think the sub-program is called administration. We should just check on that one for us. Then just another issue, but that is something which goes right throughout the report, and that is that the word percent is spelled as two words right through this report. And I just wanted to just go and check because I think percent should be one word. Like percentage. But in the second last sentence of that page 6, in the second paragraph, there it states as a fact, in terms of section 197 of the Labour Relations Act, the department have to reabsorb the departmental staff that moved to Siemens when the IT public-private partnership started in 2002. Now, I have been to the SCOFA meeting where this issue was raised, and it seems to be a contentious issue whether Section 197 does apply. Section 197 refers to where, you know, one company is taking over another company. And here we don't have the department taking over Siemens, it's only taking back a function. So I would like us to make a call while that the verdict is still out on that issue, whether the department has, the department has to reassure the departmental staff. I wouldn't like us to take that as a given. May I, on page 7, just about public important services? And then the last chair. When we speak about the inspection and enforcement services, I want to propose the following sentence. That we also look at low levels of productivity according to inspectors caused by poor management of resources such as transport, computers, etc. It seems to me we're spending a lot of money on inspectors, and we are actually asking for more and more money, but they themselves say that, you know, they have transport problems and computer problems, and what the chairperson has just called the tools of the trade. And it seems to me that management and the balance between the salaries of the inspectors and tools of construction should be addition. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you very much. Honourable Dalton,
Thank you, Chuck. Just a couple of things. Just to align with what the Honorable Conover Singh was conversing and was saying, in the interest of good order, so that the people really are in court, they know that it was written by this brilliant young man. In terms of just the word, pretend is supposed to be one word. Overstanding, as you mentioned most of the time, should be one word. Understanding should be one word. Just keep those things together. And on page 2, 1.5, in the middle there, we're talking of the report, the Van Assessis. It's a T-H-A-N, which should actually be T-H-E-N, but in fact, my suggestion would be just take it up and just say the report Assessis instead of Van Assessis. Take the Van out. It's past the contract. And I just want to underscore what the Honorable Kamara said with regard to 3.1. Indeed, it is, I think for us incumbents, as we refer to those things, indicate which ones were done and which ones were not done. Otherwise, we don't follow up or follow through on issues. The point that I really would like to make has to do with, on page 6, we touched on it, but I think we need to make sure that it's done. That second paragraph was one of the things that referred to the department has to do something or has to do something. And then my main issue is to do with a recommendation. And the Honorable Kanal touched on this, but I have a proposal that could actually address that issue. The last bullet point there, where the minister should ensure the relevant treasury regulations are up. Yes, please. I would like to propose that we describe it as follows. The minister should ensure that treasury regulations are strictly adhered to, comma, particularly supply chain management processes. Because this is a recurring thing. The whole report, supply chain management, processes of prescriptions to a frontest, and we know that that's a very, very important thing, especially given what the public protector was saying yesterday about corruption reaching crisis levels in the country. Because when supply chain management processes are not followed, it doesn't always follow, but many times it's because people want to play games with money of the people. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much for the comments and identifying some of the areas in the report and the recommendations that we need to work on in preparation for the next meeting where there will be the adoption of the I don't know whether I got that advice but you want to comment on anything, but I think for me it was not necessarily a question of can you clarify this point. It was just to say there are certain areas which are not reflecting as they are supposed to do. And there are certain areas which do not reflect any preparation in order to make sure that treasury is looking at the budget, it's not taking on how all those further points that Honorable Khadar made earlier, the impact of the amendment in the department, especially in terms of its public entities. I think in the spellings and where and everything is something that you will also look at. I think you have taken note of that. I think that the real citizen might meet us in the jaw and live in the room.
Thank you very much, guys. I think
secondly, it's good that from time to time we have to acknowledge when what has been done well. And I would like to say that one of the kind of the same posture.
Immediately, Honorable Mutau, when you wanted to echo what Honorable Khalil said earlier, and then I think the project advisor wants to thank you for that. He says he wants us to play pool issue.
Thank you, Chair President. That's a acknowledgement. And that's also point out a few things, like honorable panel raised the issue of the program to the college administration. In the Chairman document, it is a fantastic recognition that it is appropriate to implement the changes in the program. And then the other issue of the rights is that, yeah, normally it is written as the one with a curriculum. In finance, the human of national trade is stated to true. If you read the estimate of national expenditure to students in 4 weeks, then if you look at the college expenditure, it is also written as 2 weeks. So, while like in normal English, right, it is the one with, but when it comes to finance, it is written as 2 weeks. So, that's one to, I want to point out those few issues. There's been some of the issues considering adjusting budget in terms of the legislation that is currently before Parliament. Some of the issues are already covered in the report. In terms of the medium-term expenditure framework, we see that some of the programs have their budget increased in order to address those issues of when the legislation promulgated.
Just off the screen, the percentage, and I'm sure that that's probably what it has. That's how we used to write percent, all that. So I'm sure the finance guys will keep it like that for their own reasons.
Yeah,
I think
old style, new style.
Yeah. New style is one
word. Are you Honorable Kumar Masala?
I don't know whether I'm still in line with bringing this up or I'm just out of line. You know, the issue of the funding or of the funds from the executive to administration. It is always going to be violent because in terms of the fact that money that is given to the investment has to go to the administration for them to actually come through and purchase the tools of credit for the inspector. So it has always been in the financial report, always will come to the task, always a violent benefit from them to administration. Is it an issue that we should look at and see how it can be corrected? Because it's quite bad in the report, but it's money, it is taken for good use. It's just that it gets located wrongly. So that was just my aspect of in this process.
Thank for your other thoughts. Do you want to comment on that?
Okay.
But I understood the point earlier, and I said that you are addressing how it's supposed to happen. But the earlier point was, when you allocate money for a particular purpose, now, do you then take it back to administration from, I think this is a part of the relation to spectral and quite fine. I think let's look at that. That is moved down.
And I think one of Marshall and yourself made a very good point. I think what comes from, when you look at the point there, the redirection of funds, it seems like the inspectorate is needed to go to administration, when in fact that's not the case. So it should be quite clear that money is used for inspectorate, but it's extended. I mean, but it looks bad. It looks like they were needed to go together to, when in fact we are complaining about the fact that they don't have enough money.
In the absence of the anything to be said by members, and the chairperson is busy doing another task of the chairperson, the high events that I must share. Let me take this opportunity to thank all of you. And I think the letter that has been sent in relation to 4.4, it has to, and we appreciate if members can get the email that letter and a response in relation to that letter. Get the emails to members in order to come to the next meeting. At least we know everything of what has transpired. Do you want to say anything before I say these members have leave this room?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Just two announcements which I actually asked the Chairperson to make, but in his absence, can I not make those two announcements? I did email an invitation for members to join the Department of Labor on the peace inspection tomorrow, 17th and Friday, 18th, and then also an individual on Friday, 20th. The invitation was sent through, and then the application was approved by the House Chair for the committee to immediate identification by today, so that we can start working for LDA. Come back on Friday and then go back again on Thursday. So I needed to have an invitation to which members and then be interested so that can help those
members. So you are announcing a bonus.
Yeah.
You are not adding an item for the discussion of the meeting. Can members please contact the committee secretary, indicate their availability in order for administration work to be done. Chairperson, you are back there on announcement. Can you tell us, please?
So I think it would be nice if you could make indication now, because this is about, there's just a few hours left to do this. So that the minute I must know what I'm going to do.
Thank you. That there's not going to be more than we travel on Tuesday. Because if we get this, the changes that were made over the weekend and Monday, we can apply moments and then on Tuesday it will take less than an hour to cross the travel. My next that. And that after the score, immediately after the score, if they are to enter at 11, we'll sit around 4 o'clock. It will take us an hour to go through them. Not really much.
Chairman, something, let's not predict or try to preempt what a meeting is going to be like if I'm going to have an hour in the meeting. Let's say that propose that we have our ordinary meeting first. And then after our meeting, then let we go and join the call. Because remember, we still need to have lunch. And to prepare ourselves for the house. So if we are going to say, I mean, we put our powder, we go to the bathroom, you know, those things. I mean, it's a very thing. Check us before that. I want to say, let's not say we are going to wait after the Copa, because after the Copa is lunch time. And to adopt our vegetable, we need a corner. So let's just not think that after the COPA meeting we will skip our lunch and not come and converge and have a meeting. Let's rather meet before we go to COPA.
Okay, we'll meet at 8 on Tuesday. Because our meeting is
it's not only possible, the form of us, when we arrive on Tuesday in Jitra, we don't like speaking Jitra on Monday. It's a different thing.
It's fair,
I agree with the Honorable Mahesh. I agree with Mrs. Mahesh that we meet at 9 o'clock when the day is called.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think you can approach the head of chest and ask whether, depending on the problem of the city, there are other communities that ask to be people in our state to finish what they are supposed to do. We can look at that together. Because I'm sometimes just in the some hundred states.
Let's look through another window. Then the second one for that one, send in the application for the house check. That is completely late for an hour.
What I'm opposing chair is under such speeches I oppose that, but the one no, The Portfolio Committee on Labour, having considered the subject of the Employment Equity Amendment Bill, D.1 of 21st, National Assembly, Section 75, referred to it and classified by the Joint Checking Mechanism as a Section 75 bill, and report the bill with Amendment D.1A of 21st, and report to be considered.
Yeah, that was the other one.